1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning on a Friday. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. And this morning, we are talking Johnson County Rodeo Royalty. I've got most of the 2018 Rodeo Royalty in studio, along with Jackie Little. Everybody, thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Thanks, Brady, for having us.
Absolutely. And we'll just kind of run through the royalty. We have Hallie Elmer, who is, or excuse me, is it Haley or Hallie? Hallie Elmer, the junior queen. Alexis Wassinger, the princess. Tatum Atwell, princess first attendant. Patsy Graves, junior princess. And Rowan Wassinger, junior princess first attendant. Hallie, the only one not in studio, so we've got four of them here. And we'll be talking with them shortly, but I've got Jackie Little first. Jackie, how long have you been a part of the Johnson County Rodeo Royalty Program?
We started the Rodeo Royalty Program back up in 2013, and it had been kind of put to bed just because of lack of interest and a program committee to keep it going. And I was the last Johnson County Rodeo Queen in 1987. So upon moving back to Buffalo, it was my desire to see if there was enough interest again to get the program up and running. And so that's what, when we had another competition, was in 2013.
Okay, so that was the first one since when? When did they put this thing to bed? Back in the 80s? Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So 87 was the last one until 2013.
That's right.
Okay, and so how has participation been since you got this thing back up and going?
Very good, because we have started using a program including younger girls to raise them up kind of in a program to understand what it takes to compete at the queen level, because there is a lot demanded of the girls when you do get to that upper level. It's a lot to learn in just a few years' time period. So if you can groom them along in the program, that helps them and prepare them to compete at the upper level and at the state level and at the national level.
Sure. And we're going to talk a little bit about what the Rodeo Royalty Committee's mission statement is. I don't know if you have that whole thing in front of you, but we can dissect it and talk about parts of it. Do you happen to know that?
Not right off the top of my head. Sure. I don't have that paperwork, but yes, it's on our website. Yes.
And some of the things it talks about is gaining leadership skills. In what way does this help out gaining those leadership skills?
The girls get to participate in so many different areas of being the face and the spokesperson of the Johnson County Rodeo. And so they will be able to be kind of heading up a committee to help put on, like, the clinic coming up. The girls are responsible for different areas of the clinic, which will cover different points of a competition, what it would take to compete. So they will be learning how to show their rodeo knowledge and how to compete at a horsemanship competition. Also, speech and personal interviews are things that are very wonderful skills to learn at a young age and to practice, as you will use them in school for different projects that you would have to do in front of a class, and then also as a job interview for later on.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you mentioned school, and I immediately thought back to, you know, when I first had a speech class and how nervous kids were when they got up there and hadn't done that before. So I'm sure this definitely helps in aiding them along with such things.
That's right. It helps crack the ice, and I know that we have discussed, we've been at some different schools this week to help promote the clinic, and our girls have mentioned that they have gotten a lot more confident about standing up in front of people that they don't know and talking about something that they are participating in, and has given them a lot more confidence.
Absolutely. And one of the other things talked about in the mission statement is helping them foster self-respect and respect for others.
Correct. Yes.
And also then they talk about fostering respect for the agriculture lifestyle as well as our country. How do they kind of get into those aspects?
Well, they get to carry the flag oftentimes at the older age divisions during a grand entry at all the rodeos. And they learn what respect and how to properly handle and carry the flag and where it's supposed to be positioned in the arena. They just learn a whole bunch of different things that you wouldn't necessarily gain from any other program.
Sure. And this is Jackie Little we're talking with. Again, I mentioned I have four of the Rodeo Royalty for 2018 here in studio. So we're going to bring them up and we'll bring Jackie. We'll get back with you here before we wrap up this morning. But I'm just going to call you guys up in the order I have you listed here. Alexis Wasinger, Princess. And Alexis, thank you for taking time on the show. I'm just going to rattle off a few questions to you girls as kind of your own personal experiences with the Rodeo Royalty. And Alexis, what kind of made you want to get involved with the Rodeo Royalty program?
Well, my mom would take me to the Cheyenne Frontier Days, and I would watch my uncle rodeo, and I would watch the Miss Rodeo Wyoming fly by with the flag. And ever since then, I've been interested in Rodeo Royalty, and that's the one thing that I've been wanting to do is go for Miss Rodeo Wyoming.
Sure. You want to be the one up there riding by with the flag.
Yes.
Absolutely. And what do you like most about the competition?
Probably the most thing I like about the competition is just being there in general and learning a whole bunch of different things, because each year I always learn something different about myself and something that I can fix and improve on.
Sure, and that's kind of the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. And was there any part or what part of the competition made you most nervous? Was there a part you were really nervous about?
Well, sometimes I get a little nervous before I do an interview, but I've gotten so much better for doing it for 3 years. I'm pretty much going into any interview, I'm like completely comfortable with it, and I seem to be better at it than my classmates are, so I'm getting better as I go.
Experience helps, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And how has being a part of this competition helped you? What have you learned from your experience with the competition?
Well, I've been able to do public speaking a lot better. That was like the main thing, because I was really, really shy and I would not talk to very many people. And I've gotten to the point where now I can actually speak fluently and I can actually speak in public and not be shy about just talking to other people. So I can literally go up to absolutely anybody and have a normal conversation with them without being shy or just being there. And
there probably was a point when you were shy and reserved that you didn't think that was ever going to be possible.
Yeah, I would literally not talk to anybody. I would like not just go up to anybody and just have a normal conversation with them, but now I'm able to do that at fair.
Sure. Yeah, that's awesome. So when they named you as Princess for 2018 Johnson County Rodeo Royalty, how did it feel?
Oh my goodness. I was so happy. Like the first year I was all like, well, first year I was the youngest in my category. I got first attendant. And then second year I got a little cocky. And then I was all like, well, that was a big lesson for me my second year. And then I got really nervous this year, but I was like really, really wanting to get that spot. So I literally studied all year long. I went out every day to practice with my horse for the horsemanship. And so this year when I was literally announced Miss Johnson County Princess 2018, it was like I accomplished something, and I felt really proud of it.
That's awesome. Kind of makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And would you have any advice for someone that might be thinking about attending tomorrow's clinic?
I would say just come, and if you're, it's just a way to go. I went my first year to see what it'd be like and how to practice that and prepare for a competition. And I went there and I practiced my modeling skills and how I should walk and how I should hold my body. And I learned a lot of rodeo royalty knowledge that I've never known before. And so I've gotten smarter in that area too when I went to the clinic. And each year I always come back with something different.
Absolutely. And I think in your hand there is some info on one of the clinicians. Is that true?
Yes.
And what can you tell us about that person?
Bridget Seidel. She's from Cody, Wyoming. And she's going to be one of our clinicians at the clinic. And she came last year, I'm pretty sure. Yes, she came last year, and she was the runner-up of Miss Rodeo Wyoming twice, and she was also Miss Cody Stampede.
Excellent. All right, thank you very much. That's Alexis Wasinger, Princess, and now Tatum Atwell, Princess First Attendant. Come on up, Tatum. We thank you for taking the time here. Tell us first, what made you want to get involved with the Rodeo Royalty program?
So I was friends with one of the former Rodeo Royalty people, and she just told me, like, it just, you gain a lot out of it, like I did. So when I went to the schools, they would say, like, what did you gain out of it exactly? And I told them a year ago I wouldn't have been able to go in front of them and stand in front of them and talk to them the way I did and just tell them about what all of this was about. And so I think the best thing for me that I was really ready to, like, get into was just to be able to talk, because I was like super shy and I hated talking to people. But now it's like I just want to go up to people all the time and just start a random conversation.
And what do you think you like most? If you had to pick out one thing, what do you like most about the Rodeo Royalty competition? So
two of my favorite things are being around these girls, because they're like my second family. And also just I have a lot more time being around my horse and riding around. So that's probably the best thing for me.
And was there any part of the competition that made you extra nervous?
Yeah. When Nikki and the other ladies were interviewing me, that was really nervous, because I hadn't known about a lot of rodeo knowledge before. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to know anything. But it really wasn't that bad. And I was just really nervous because it was my first year. So,
yeah, sometimes when you get nervous, you kind of psych yourself out, and it's never as bad as you think it is. Absolutely. And how has being a part of the competition helped you? What have you learned from your experience?
That it's not just riding around on your horse. It's also like there's so much more to put into it. There's just so much more people that you can meet, and it just gets you a lot farther like in life, because with talking, that goes all through your life with jobs, and just when you get older and you have a job, it's easier to talk to people that are easy to talk to, so...
Absolutely. And Tatum, when they announced you as the Princess First Attendant for 2018 Johnson County Rodeo Royalty, how'd you feel?
I was happy, because this is like my first time doing anything, and it was just, I felt really good, because like this is my first year and I actually accomplished something, so I was really, really happy.
Absolutely. And would you have advice for someone that may be considering attending tomorrow's clinic?
I would definitely come, because it's a lot of fun. It's more than just asking questions about rodeo, even if you've never done anything like that. It's like modeling and just talking and having a good time. And the clinicians that will be there, they're a lot of fun.
And speaking of the clinicians, you're going to tell us about one of them.
Yeah, Nikki Seckman. She's 22 years old, and she's currently working towards her bachelor's degree in dental hygiene. And she is truly blessed to have the title of Miss Cody Wyoming 2015. She was Miss Rodeo Wyoming in 2016, where she competed for Miss Rodeo America after spending a full year working as a ambassador for Wyoming and a professional rodeo cowboys association, and is now giving back, serving member of the 10 Sleep Rodeo Queen.
All right, talking with Tatum Atwell, Princess First Attendant. Thank you, Tatum. And we will now bring up Patsy Graves, the junior princess. And Patsy, we thank you for taking the time here today. What made you want to get involved with the rodeo royalty program?
Well, I wanted to do it because I wanted to build confidence with my horse and stuff like that, and it really was a great experience.
And how old are you?
I am 9.
Okay, and so how long have you been a part of this? Is this your first year?
Yes.
It is, okay. And what do you like most about the Rodeo Royalty competition?
Well, I like the stuff we do, like this and a lot of stuff.
Okay, and was there any part of it that especially made you nervous when you got into the competition?
Yes, that I was going to lose.
That's what made you nervous?
Yes.
You wanted to win. Okay. And how has the competition helped you? What have you learned from your experience?
Well, I learned that I can step up and help others, and I can talk with people. I don't have to sit back and be in the shadow.
And when they announced your name as the junior princess, how'd that make you feel?
It made me feel like my brain was exploding.
I hope that's a good thing. Talking with Patsy Graves, if you had to tell someone, maybe there's another girl out there, 8, 9 years old, wants to come to the clinic tomorrow, what would your advice be for a first-timer?
I would say that it was fun, and I hope you learn stuff, and yeah.
All righty. Patsy Graves, junior princess, thank you so much. And we'll bring up Rowan Wassinger now, Junior Princess First Attendant. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll start off with what made you want to get involved with the Rodeo Royalty Program.
When I wanted to get in the Rodeo Royalty Program, I just wanted to build confidence and talk with people and help the Rodeo Royalty, because they were like, I was really hoping like they wouldn't go down again like they did when Jackie was running. And I was really like, maybe I'll get the crown this year. Maybe I can hold it like my sister was going to do it as well.
Okay, so you want to make sure that this thing keeps going, that it's successful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And what do you like most about the Rodeo Royalty competition?
Probably the horsemanship.
Horsemanship's your favorite part?
Yeah.
Was there a part of it that made you especially nervous?
Yes, when like I didn't really know the pattern, and like I was scared that I would like mess it up.
Yeah, when there's a bunch of people watching, all of a sudden you got to do it, you're always afraid that that you're not going to do it right, and that I can see how that could certainly make you nervous. What about this competition has helped you? What have you learned from your experience?
I've learned that if you even don't get the crown, you can still help with the Rodeo Royalty, like donate money or something for like their prizes if you win the crown or something.
Absolutely. So there's many ways to help out and be involved. Rowan, what was your sort of feeling when they announced you as Junior Princess First Attendant?
I was like, oh, I can hold a title and this is going to be super fun, and I can like bond, and they're kind of like a second family to me, because like if you get like stressed or something, you can like text them up and say, hey, do you want to come horseback riding with me or something?
Sure. And now that you're part of the Rodeo Royalty, do you guys have a lot of things you do like this here today? A lot of places you go and people Yes. you talk to?
Yes, we do.
And so you're excited about that? They'll probably keep you pretty busy over the summer?
Oh, yeah.
and if you had to give somebody some advice, someone that may be on the fence, not sure if they want to attend the clinic tomorrow or not, what would you tell them?
I would say like, come to the clinic. It's super fun. You can learn a lot of stuff, and you could probably run and hopefully get the crown.
And even if they don't know, you know, exactly if they're 100% behind it or whatever, it's a good place to come and find out if it's something that's for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Talking with Rowan Wassinger, Junior Princess First Attendant. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll bring Jackie Little back up here as we talk a little bit specifically about tomorrow's Royalty Clinic. It goes from 9 to 2 at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. Registration at 8:30. Cost is $25. Includes lunch. Kind of tell us a little bit about what people can expect at the clinic.
The girls will be able to go over whatever the different points of actual competition would be. So they will learn how to do some public speaking, some modeling, how to do hair and makeup for according to your age appropriateness, some horsemanship. Even though we aren't going to have horses and use horses for the day, they will still understand and learn the points of the horsemanship, see the pattern, and it would be a basic pattern that you would do in any kind of a 4-H or FFA horse show, and just continue to give the girls some ideas and things that they can do over the summer to practice.
Okay.
They also get a 3-ring binder with a whole bunch of different areas and places that they can get information from. The web, World Wide Web, is amazing, where you can glean information from, and if they want to study. Of course, encourage them to be in the 4-H horse program, where they can ride every week and with instruction and become more proficient with their horsemanship, which is going to be a big portion of being able to be in Rodeo Royalty. You have to be able to guide and maintain your horse's control.
Sure. You get on, he just takes off any which way. It's not going to work out, is
not,
it?
Not very safe for anybody and the rider.
That's right. And yes. And is the requirements for people that might want to attend, anyone with $25 can show up?
That's right. Any girl.
And any girl with $25?
That's
is
right.
Is there an age limit?
Yes. We 8 years old.
Eight, okay.
Yep, up to 24.
Okay, eight yes. to 24. And all they have to do is show up with $25 at 8:30 tomorrow morning,
yes,
for
we'll
registration.
Yes, we'll feed you lunch and just have a good time and ask questions, sit back, take notes if you want, and meet some new people. We have some people coming from Sheridan, okay, and any from anywhere. KC, we've got some girls coming from down there that we've already got pre-registered. So we're going to have at least 12 girls and hopefully some more show up tomorrow morning.
Okay, and we talked a little bit about the couple of the clinicians that are going to be there.
Yes.
How do you pick those? How does that go about?
Usually we try to pick some ladies that have competed at the state level and some younger 20-year-olds that really have a lot of enthusiasm, energy, and have a lot of good stories to share with the girls of things that they experienced and what they went through and some of the great connections that they've made through the royalty program.
Excellent.
at the county and the state level.
All right, talking with Jackie Little with the Johnson County Rodeo Royalty. Once again, the Junior Queen, Hallie Elmer, Princess Alexis Wassinger, Princess First Attendant Tatum Atwell, Junior Princess Patsy Graves, and Junior Princess First Attendant Rowan Wassinger. I want to thank everybody for taking the time today. Jackie, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brady. It was great to have us. Thanks.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep that dial tuned, KBBS.